It is so nice to have you with us tonight. If you're a regular attender, you know this is pretty standard, but if you're not, you're thinking, wow, this is not a very traditional church. You would be right in assuming that. And we have a non-traditional way to share the Christmas story with you in a video called Bricktivity.
Mary, wake up.
Oh, Joseph, it's midnight.
I had a dream. An angel came to me. He said that you were to have a baby and that the baby would be the savior of the world.
Really? I don't think so. Just go back to sleep.
Mary. Do not be afraid. The Lord is with you. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son. He will do great things and will be called Son of the Most High.
That one.
What about it?
It's new, just appeared. It's not on any of the charts. I've checked them all.
Surely it can't have just appeared.
Unless
what?
I came across this when I was going through some old scrolls.
Do you really think this is what it means?
Only explanation.
Then we must go at once. Get the camels ready. We're going to see a king.
There it is, Bethlehem. Only another 10 miles or so.
Good. My tummy hurts. How long should it take to get there?
We'll be there by nightfall. How's the baby?
It's nearly due. We better find a place to stay quick.
Agreed. I hope it's not too busy.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes. Do you have any rooms?
Sorry, sir. All full.
Thanks for the help. There must be somewhere.
This is the 12th inn we've tried. There's no way we can... Ah!
Mary, are you all right?
It's coming, Joseph. Quick!
I told you, sir, we have no room.
Listen, my wife's about to give birth. Is there anything you can do?
Sorry, sir. I didn't realise. There's a stable around the back, I guess. I'm afraid that's all I can give you.
Thanks. It'll have to do. Come on, Mary.
I'm starving. What's for supper?
Take a guess.
Shepherd's pie?
Bingo!
Hey, can you hear singing?
Why do you sit still on a night like this? Go, lock up your sheep and go to Bethlehem. There you will see the Son of God lying in a manger. Where is this stable?
Through the gates, take a left, straight on at the roundabout, you'll come to a junction. Go right and you'll see an inn called the King's Arms. Go left just before it and it's the third street on your right.
Got it, I think. Let's go. So this is where the King of the Jews has been born.
Big mistake going to Herod's. Didn't he look a bit angry when we left?
Don't worry, what's he going to do? Send out an army to kill the babies in Israel?
Don't worry about him, we're nearly there. Have you got the gifts?
Yep, all free.
Good. Let's go.
We three kings of Orient are bringing gifts, we travel afar.
That's pretty good. You should write that down.
I still don't get it. How did you know to come here?
This day has been told of for thousands of years. This boy is going to be the savior of the world.
He's a sweet little kid too. The angel said a king had been born.
And one has. Right there.
We have some gifts for your son. I bring gold.
I bring frankincense.
I bring myrrh. What's his name? Mary?
Jesus. His name is Jesus.
Well, That's somehow exactly how I pictured it to be. Why'd everybody sound like Roger? That was good. Well, I'm Dave Walker, one of the ministers here at Oak River Church, and I want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas. I'm glad you all came out. We're going to begin to hand out the elements for communion. We're going to take communion together as we just hold the elements, and we're going to just receive it all together. You know, as I was kind of reflecting on this evening, I was thinking what a sacred space this is. I mean, it's just really a sacred space. I know you all have busy schedules, you got stuff to do, but you took the time out. And that's really important. And it really doesn't matter how much time we take. It doesn't matter how many people are here. It doesn't even matter whether we sing your favorite song or how we sing it. It's just taking the time together. What makes a space sacred? Worship. I think to come together and to worship together just like we did just makes it different and makes it sacred. A time to thank God, you know, for this year and everything that we have together and just the time we'll spend together. A time to reflect. You know, it's a time that we reflect on the true meaning of what Christmas really is, and we need that time together. A time to listen. A time to listen. Sandy's going to speak, and it in this hour, it takes a moment just to listen, to, you know, just settle down and just listen to a perspective about Christmas. A time to pray. As we pray and we partake in communion together, it really becomes a prayer as we partake in what God has for us. And that what really creates a sacred space. And we need those spaces in our life. And sometimes we have to just really carve them out of our busy schedules to sit down, to reflect, to pray, to worship, and do those things. And whether this turns out to be the best service you ever went to, it doesn't matter. I am so glad. I am really glad that she just took the time to be with us, really just to be with us and reflect on the true meaning of Christmas. So are we about ready? You know the story. It says, you know, the night before Jesus died, he had a supper. He took time. He took time to gather together with his friends and to reflect and to pray and to thank God. It says, "For you have received from the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he died, he took bread." So he took something very simple and he made it sacramental, really. Something very simple to us, something that we all have in our homes, and he blessed it. Just by the fact of blessing it makes it sacred. He took the bread, he blessed it. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for each and every one of you. Each and every one of you. Do this in remembrance of me." So let's take the bread and let's reflect on his body and eat this together. It says, "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, do this in remembrance of me.'" So let's drink the cup together. Thank you.
Wow. There's something really special to me about Christmas communion. I don't know. It is sacred. It's holy. It's very sacred and set apart. As I was preparing what I wanted to talk about tonight, just share from my heart with you, I was listening to Christmas carols because I really do love listening to Christmas music. all through the month of December. And every moment in my car is Christmas carols. Many moments at home when I'm cooking or cleaning or whatever, it's Christmas carols. And the one that struck me this year for some reason was the one, O Holy Night. And I found myself asking, what made the night that Jesus was born so holy? And if you look up the word holy in the original Greek, it means sacred. It means pure. It means special. It means perfectly clear, without any flaw, without any error. So what made this night that we celebrate year after year, what made it holy? What made it special? What made it sacred? I think the very first thing that makes it holy is that Jesus came to bring light. Now, those of you who come to Oak River know that I love doing things for the kids. And so I wanted to do candlelight, but I was a little bit worried about many factors with that. So instead, we're going to do glow sticks. Is that all right with you guys? Okay, so every kid can come up and get a glow stick while I'm talking. And if you want it to be a necklace, then there's a little ribbon there that you can grab. And every time I say the word light, I want you to hold up your glow stick like this, okay? Every time you hear me say the word light, just hold it up. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Jesus brought light. Go ahead. There's enough. I think there should be enough, I hope. Oh, Andrea had to get in on it, huh? Kids and kids at heart. I love that. Jesus brought light. And Luke, yeah, now we can see them. Hold them up. See, I said light. Did you hear it? Jesus brought light. So hold up your glow stick. There you go. Now, this verse that I'm going to read has the word light in it a lot. So every time I say the word light, hold up your glow stick, okay? Luke 1, 78 and 79 says this, because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. Jesus brought light to those who sit in darkness. He brought light to those who live in darkness. And some of us, we go through seasons in our lives where it's very dark. And we need Jesus. We need Jesus to be the light in our darkness. And the coolest thing of all is that Jesus doesn't just bring the light, he puts the light inside of us. That's what the birth of Jesus represents to me. He brings light to my darkness. You know, it's the time that we celebrate where divinity and humanity collided. Where God and man collided. That's why I like that the Christmas story isn't so clean and perfect and nice. This sounds crazy, but I'm really glad there was no room in the inn. Because you know what? That looks more like my life than if he had been ushered into a palace. Really? It looks more like my life. Can I come in? No, no room. Can I come in? That looks more like my life. Do you know Christianity is the only faith on the face of the earth where God pursues man? Every other faith, man pursues God. Man has to work really hard to figure out how to get to God. Man has to work really hard to figure out how to make God happy. Man has to work really hard to see what needs to be done. And Jesus comes along and he brings the light. And he says, you know what? You don't have to work your way to me. I'm working my way to you. Because I love you so much. Ah, it's a holy thing. It's a holy and sacred thing that Jesus does this. One of the lines in a Christmas carol that I heard was in the whole O Holy Night, long lay the world in sin and error pining. Now, some of you don't know what the word pining means, especially if you're a younger set. Pining means mourning, grieving, grieving, living in darkness, grieving deeply. But then it says, till he appeared, till divinity collided with humanity, till he appeared. And then what's the next line? And the soul felt its worth. Wow. If you have a self-esteem problem, join the human race. That's okay. But you know what? Jesus, what we celebrate tonight and tomorrow, Jesus coming and being on the earth changes that. It forever settles what you're worth. Because he was willing to come and put aside divinity, put aside heaven and perfection. He was willing to put that aside because you're worth it. Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. No longer does my soul have to feel dark. No longer does my soul have to feel worthless. Now my soul feels light because he appeared. And my soul feels its worth. My soul feels its worth. What else made this night holy? He brought joy. He brought joy. Luke 2:11, the angel says, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news." It's still good news. Some people have forgotten it's good news. It's still good news. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people." And kids, I thought and thought, what sounds most like joy to me? You know what I came up with? Jingle bells. That sounds like joy. So if you're a kid, you can come up and take one of these jingle bells off and take it home with you. It's actually a doorknob hanger, which is kind of fun. Maybe your parents will wake you up with it tomorrow morning. Say, "Time to wake up." There's some more over here. Look, on this side. Aren't those fun? Some of you adults are really jealous of the kids right now, aren't you? Here, Judy, you can have mine. You're welcome. She nodded her head yes when I said some of you adults are jealous. Nathan, do you want one too? Nate, do you want one? Yeah, yeah. Nate, where are they at? We got to give Nate one. You get a Christmas tree, Nate. So every time I say the word joy, you're going to ring your jingle bell. You think that's a bad idea, Rich? No, it's fun. It is fun. I don't think Jesus was stuffy. I just don't. I think that's why the kids flocked to him, because he was fun and he had a lot of joy. He had a lot of joy. He brought joy. What's one of the reasons that he brought joy? Because sins and sorrows don't have to keep growing. No more let sins and sorrows grow. You know, he changed everything. When he came, he said, "You no longer have to bear your sin. I will bear it for you. You no longer have to bear your sorrow. I will bear it for you." That brings joy. You guys are listening so well. Not only that, when Jesus came, he came to replace curses with blessings. That is enough to ring a jingle bell. Joy, 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 joy. I need one. You know, he came and he said, "Okay, all this time, for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, you have had to bear the weight of your own curses. You have had to deal with the consequences of your actions. You have had to bear the full weight of the curse of sin and death." And he came along and said, "Okay, not only am I going to take the curse from you, I'm going to give you a blessing instead." And everybody said, Joy. Joy, joy, joy. Yeah, joy. Also, he comes to rule with truth and grace. Wow, what a beautiful combination. Some of us, we love to talk about truth, don't we? We love to talk about truth. Oh, Midge wanted one too. Okay. That's all right. You can have one. He came to rule with truth and grace. He's all about truth, but he's all about grace. Some people are good at truth and some people are good at grace, but it's hard to find somebody who's good at both. Jesus came to rule with truth and grace, and that brings me joy, joy. When he came also, the last one I'm going to talk about tonight, there's lots more that we could talk about, but this is the last one for me tonight. He brings love that never fails. He brings love that never fails, love that never ends, love that keeps on going and keeps on going and keeps on going. The wonders of his love. And wonders of his love. Love that's full of surprises. How many of you like surprises? I am still a little bit of a kid at Christmas time. I love surprises. I have a couple waiting on me over here, and I'm really excited about opening those tonight when I get home. I love surprises. Jesus, when he came to bring love that is filled with surprises, love that never ends. In fact, not only does it never end, it keeps on growing. Like it just keeps on expanding. Love that is and love that will always be. So Jesus came to bring light. Light, 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 light. Oh, there we are. And Jesus came to bring joy. Joy, joy. Thanks for helping me out, guys. Now we're going to do a few Christmas carols. I encourage you to sing along. I'm going to go to the piano, so it's going to take me a minute to get up there. You can either sit or stand, whatever you prefer. It's really completely up to you, but I would love it if you would sing along with us. This first song is a good one to do the lights on, kids. It's a good one for the lights. We'll do one for the jingle bells in a few minutes, too.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay
For the jingle bells. Ready?
Joy to the world.
invite Ron to do the benediction.